You're listening to a podcast from 702. 702. Comment.
Well, during the last few weeks, you've heard incredible testimony, really from two places. The first is the Issa Dlamini hearings. Nurses and doctors and officials have told you how they were put under pressure to take mentally ill patients. The testimony has been horrific. My heart goes out, I mean, just to Masego Rahlahla as a start, the EWN reporter, and then to the families. It's just incredible. People being left without food and water, stories about how they died. You just want to cry when you hear it. And each time the person testifying has said they knew what was happening was wrong, but that they could not speak out. And the second place where this is happening is in Parliament. It's the inquiry into state capture at Eskom. You've heard from people at Eskom about how contracts were signed. A spokesperson testified this week about how Lynn Brown, the minister, she lied all the time, he said. Yesterday, an executive from McKinsey explained how the money they'd received was tainted. And before this inquiry, you've seen and read what the former government spokesperson, Themba Maseko, said about the Guptas, how they tried to force him to take their business. Fakey Mentor has said how the Guptas said they'd appoint her as a minister if she signed certain contracts. What this shows is that when bad things happen, people around the situation often know about it. They know what is happening is wrong. And it's very brave that they're speaking now. But you are allowed to wish they had spoken up earlier, that state capture to this extent could have been prevented, that many of the people who died through Issa Dlamini could have been saved. And it points to something that has gone wrong in our society, when people who can see something is wrong are not able to speak up. When people are too scared of losing their job, or scared of their political boss, or scared of their head office in London or New York. If there's one lesson we can learn from the Guptas and from Issa Dlamini, it is this. If you see something wrong, speak up. Tell us. Tell society. And if you do that, you could save us as South Africa, and you could save South Africans.